When the topic of illegal immigration is brought up, two responses are the most likely. Government officials hit the yabba button saying, well, it's a problematic issue, but there are many other facets to the challenge of immigration. Then the other is the obligatory call that you're a racist for daring to bring the subject up in the first place. My next guest, with her latest best-selling book, number 11, in case you're not counting, presents the facts, dangerous and even deadly results that illegal immigration and the failure to effectively address it creates. Her book is Adios America, The Left's Plan to Turn Our Country into a Third World Hellhole. Along with being a best-selling author, that I mentioned 11 times over, she's a syndicated columnist, Ann Calder. Good morning, Ann.
What a fabulous introduction.
Well, you make it so easy because you just get so much done. So it's my, you know, I'm almost ashamed to take the paycheck. I want to start off with the latest GOP, the Trumpless GOP debate the other night. Did Cruz or
I watched Trump.
Well, same here, but based on what we all both heard after the fact, do you think either Cruz or Rubio showed themselves to have the proper respect for immigration reform?
I didn't need to watch because the answer is no. I mean, Rubio, it's I don't know, like asking the ocean if it has proper respect for the Titanic. Rubio's entire political career has been trying to grant 30 to 60 million illegal aliens here amnesty, get them on the Democratic rolls, get them taking American jobs. I mean, that's all he's accomplished in the U.S. Senate. It's not that he's a young senator and has only been in the Senate, you know, a little longer than Obama was. It's that the entire time he was there, he was not only pushing that Gang of Eight bill, but going on a worldwide tour of, you know, the Sunday morning shows, every political show, talk radio shows, and conning even conservatives into acting as if suddenly, you know, conservatives can be for amnesty, or Americans should be for amnesty. That's his entire life's work. Cruz isn't a natural-born citizen. He isn't. If you don't believe it, please look up my column. And I figured it out and said so when Cruz, I had no idea Trump was getting into the race, and Cruz would have been the most conservative candidate and the candidate I would have liked to support. That's when I started looking at Scott Walker, because Ted Cruz simply is not a natural-born citizen. He was born in Canada. If having one American parent when you're born outside the country is enough, then why were people talking about whether Obama was born in Kenya? It wouldn't have mattered. His mother was an American citizen. In any event, leaving that aside, the truth is Cruz wasn't that great on immigration. I mean, in the end, he did vote against Rubio's Gang of Eight bill, but obviously this is an issue I've been following closely. We were all screaming from the rooftops trying to get Cruz, you know, the other Cuban senator, to say something on behalf of America as opposed to illegal aliens during that fight. And he took the sort of mid-range position, which of course was better than Rubio, but of saying, no, let's quadruple legal immigration. We'll get the same people, but we'll just do it legally. It's just illegal immigration we're against. And, you know, a lot of people will recognize that. That was the standard Republican position. We don't want to sound like we're anti-immigrant, so we'll really go heavy on lots of legal immigration. Well, what difference does it make if bringing lots of third world people in who are poor, who are taking American jobs, who are driving down wages, who are committing crimes, if that's bad when it's done, when they do it illegally, why is it any better when they do it legally? It's like Republicans suddenly decide their approach to Obamacare is going to be, we just want to make it legal. We'll make it safe, legal, and rare. But we will, you know, we're for legal Obamacare, but not illegal Obamacare. No, we don't want any Obamacare. We don't want any immigration. This is what the public has been saying to politicians for 40 years, and the politicians wouldn't listen. And now they're baffled by the rise of Donald Trump.
Oh, with Ann Coulter, her latest book, Adios America, The Left's Plan to Turn Our Country into a Third World Hellhole. AnnCoulter.com is the website. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. And Cruz, by the way, he's always the yeah, me too, as opposed to the leader on the issue. So let's put that aside. But in Adios America, you detail, not just talk about detail, the many facets of the consequences of illegal immigration, which puts you acres ahead of the federal government, who can't even tell you with a straight face how many illegal aliens there are in this country. Therein lies a problem, don't you think?
Oh, yes. Well, that's how Adios America became Adios America. Immigration was just going to be part of a larger book I had planned. It fit in with the theme. I mean, it was going to be a large part of it. I'd written a couple of the other chapters. And then I got to immigration, and I started looking up, you know, basic facts that people, I think, ought to know in the accepting country. You know, how have immigrants been doing? How many immigrants are in prison, and for what sorts of crimes? And after a few weeks, I mean, I'm a fanatical researcher. My background is from being a lawyer, and I, through tears of frustration and rage, I called my publisher and said, this is going to be an all-new book. I've stumbled on the most astonishing cover-up, not only from the government, but from the media, which is what a lot of the book is, making fun of all these mainstream media accounts, of just shocking gang rapes, child rapes. We're bringing in backward cultures who have often not made, you know, the advanced scientific discoveries that women and children are human beings. And the cover-up from the media, you can read, there's one about a Hmong gang rape in Fresno, and you can read the full New York Times article, which I go through, basically paragraph by paragraph, and you would think it was frat boys. You would think it was, you know, your average suburban American. What is this country coming to? They never would New York Times readers be told these were Hmong immigrants. And you get that all the time. Thus, the joke popularized in my book, when you see the headline, you know, man arrested for child rape. Huh. Man. Well, that's very elucidating. Thanks for telling me that. And then often I'd have to wait for, you know, I was writing a book, so I could go back and wait for there to be a court ruling, a trial, actual official documents to find out who committed these heinous gang rapes and child rapes. And, yeah, it happens occasionally with the native population. Not as much with the immigrant population. Not as much at all. We have a child rape, gang rape, honor killing, credit card fraud, these scourges being dropped on our country because we are bringing in people from third world cultures. Yeah, you can assimilate some of them, but not at the rate we're bringing them in. No, we now, our immigration policy, legal immigration policy, discriminates against the countries that traditionally populated America, i.e. Great Britain, Germany, Italy. No, that immigration from those countries has been cut off to a trickle. And meanwhile, suddenly we have a much less diverse immigration policy. Fully one-third of legal immigrants come from Mexico. We've already taken a minimum, legally, one-quarter of Mexico's entire population. When will it be enough? Do we have to take all of Mexico here? Well, Americans aren't told these things. They aren't asked. They're being replaced by new people from very different cultures without being asked. Would you like to have yourselves replaced?
And what Ann presents, again, with details and facts in Adios America, is just how severe the violent nature of these cultures are that are coming into America. If you look at the government's own, I mean, just talk about the visa program and how bogus it is, just on the B-1, B-2 visas, never mind the student visas, which is
right.
The worst of the worst. It's the entry-exit overstay report. In fiscal year 2015, almost 45 million non-immigrant admissions to the U.S. Of those 45 million, government's own numbers of those B-1, B-2 visas, over 500,000 are currently in still the country, overstaying their welcome.
Yes, that's true. Toward the end, I have a chapter pointing out that absolutely every aspect of immigration law is a fraud. But I must say, the politicians' obsession, I've noticed they've really taken up the visa overstayers. And I think that's a little bit of a red herring. Yes, it's a fraud. Yes, it's not being enforced. And yes, we get some of our Muslim terrorists that way. But as I describe in the book, and I won't bore you unless you want me to, this business about there being 11 million illegal immigrants is insane. Do you notice you've been told it's been 11 million for more than a decade now? What, we haven't gotten one more illegal alien? No, the real number of illegal aliens in this country, and mostly from Latin America, absolute minimum is 30 million. It's probably more like 50 or 60 million, especially since Obama has rolled out the welcome mat for them. So the actual percentage of visa overstayers, that isn't the main problem. Yeah, it's a problem. We'll get to it, but I'll put that at like 20 on the list. The reason they fixate on the visa overstayers is that's where, you get a few of the rare, British immigrants coming and working at Sotheby's. They want to fixate it. Oh, we have to be angry. How do we blame this on white people? That's always the objective in any news story or any politician's analysis. I mean, you see the same thing, which I'm planning on writing up soon, I think next week. You see the same thing with all of the complaints about, and not complaints, we have a drug overdose epidemic right now, particularly heroin epidemics. And I notice both Republicans and Democrats, they love to go after the pharmaceutical companies. Ah, those are the white CEOs. Well, can we go after the Mexican cartels that supply more than 90% of the heroin, pot, methamphetamine to this country? The best way, instead of, having the government provide treatment programs and treating them nicely, and as Chris Christie says, it's like getting cancer, addiction, it's a disease. Well, it's a disease you can avoid by never starting, and the reason so many people are starting is because Mexico is flooding this country with heroin. The only thing that's going to stop that is a wall. But only one man's talking about the wall, and that's Donald Trump. And why is that? No, we will blame white pharmaceutical executives. We cannot blame Mexican drug cartel owners.
Yes, as you point out in Adios America, if you want to find out how well the wall works, ask Israel.
Yes, yes, yes. I have a whole chapter on why can't we have Israel's policy on immigration. They have a wall, they have mass deportation, they just round up illegals and send them home. And, the argument is we'll lose the character what Israel is if we're inundated with people from other countries. Well, okay, that's what Americans are saying about our country. We lose the character of America. And it's gotten so out of control. I mean, look, it could well be, I don't think it is, or I wouldn't have written this book, it could be that it's too late. This was a sneaky, devious, evil plan by Teddy Kennedy to change the voters in America to a populace more likely to support left-wing policies. And it's worked. Post-1970 immigrants vote 8-2 for the Democrats. Republicans keep losing elections they should have won. I mean, just look at what's happened to California, the largest state. It gave us Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon. No Republican can be elected statewide in California anymore. And that is what Obama is trying to do with immigration now. He is bringing in immigrants and dumping them in states that need to go from red to blue. Maybe they've changed the demographics enough that even Donald Trump can't be elected, but I'd at least like to know so I can stop caring about politics and stop caring about this country, because it's over. If it's over, we'll find out this election. I don't think it is. I don't think it is. I think Trump is going to bring out people who haven't voted in decades because the Republican Party has just ignored them.
Well, that's what I want to wrap up with, because last time you were here with us, you liked pretty much all of or most of what Trump was saying. But you at that point, this was 3 months ago, said you didn't think he would be the nominee. What do you think now?
I don't think I said that.
I'll bring up the tape and I'll post it on my website.
I would be surprised by that, because by week two, the only thing I was waiting for, I mean, I've been with him since that Mexican rapist speech. What worried me the first week was that, like every other politician, everybody, the media would yell at him, everyone would yell at him, and he'd back down. It sounds crazy to say now. Once it became clear he wasn't backing down, since week two, I've said he's going to get the nomination and he's going to be the president. I've been waiting for any politician to bring this up. I knew it would be popular. And incidentally, I mean, it's worse than raw stupidity. I pitched this. I begged other Republicans to take up immigration. I begged other Republicans running for president right now in long conversations, but they wouldn't do it. I went out of my way to post-it note certain pages of my book, send them advance copies. That's not what it took with Trump. No, he saw me on Jorge Ramos the week before my book came out and asked for an advance copy. That's where he got all that great stuff about Mexican rapists.
Yep, I remember you saying that as well, and it's just a matter of and you pointed this out last time, too. The Republicans have this failure to understand, unless you're getting 51% of the vote, you're going for a losing vote.
Yes, Yes, and in point of fact, as I describe in my book, I think Trump will do quite well. I say better than any other Republican with both the black vote and the Hispanic vote. You know, these Republican plutocrats need to chit-chat with their maids sometime. They left these countries. If they went to all the trouble to leave Mexico to get to America, they don't want America becoming Mexico. No, all this cheap immigrant third world labor, it's great for the rich. It's a disaster for the people they're competing against. And I was in Palm Beach over Christmas and New Year's, and I was investigating what do the plutocrats think about what's going on here. And yes. And I have two good pieces of news. One is, unlike these weenies in Washington, the professional Republicans, the plutocrats are actually fine with Trump. They didn't see it coming. They're sort of shell-shocked, but they say, okay, if he's the guy, great, we'll get behind him. So I was glad to see that. Point two was a wonderful and very wealthy man whose name you would know. Again, like the rest of them, looking a little shell-shocked at what Trump was pulling off, said, you know, it's strange. All of us support Jeb, but all the Hispanic help is for Trump.
Yeah, Jeb has gone from the Jeb exclamation point to Jeb question mark.
It's
pretty much that ship is headed for the iceberg and is probably grazing it as we speak. But what Ann does with Adios America is further proof that the facts are empowerment. Just ask Donald Trump about that, as a lot of what most of what Ann has written about, even before Adios America, has brought to the forefront the topic of illegal immigration, and that's exactly where it needs to be, because it is the future of America. As you read Adios America, you read it's the how it's polluting what has been created to make things right with the black population, and just the ripple effect of the dangers, violent, politically, socially, that illegal immigration is perpetrating in America. But Ann does offer solutions, and it is indeed not just a catchphrase. It is indeed a true wake-up call, and fortunately, we have one Republican that takes the stage, and hopefully, once he succeeds, that might help the others grow a backbone. Adios America, the less plan to turn our country into a third-world hellhole. Syndicated columnist Ann Coulter, AnnCoulter.com. Always an enlightening time with you, Ann. Thanks, as always.
Great to talk to you, Chris. Thanks. Bye-bye.